Ladies and gentlemen, the Blue Network presents Eddie Condon's Jazz Concert. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Eddie Condon.
Thank you. Well, that was I Found a New Baby, written by a fellow named Jack Palmer. About these fellows that played it, let's see, we had Gene Schrader on the piano. He, of course, is from Nix. And we got Bob Haggart on the bass. Bob is sort of a country gentleman these days. We have Ernie Caceres on the baritone, Pee Wee Russell on the clarinet, as usual, Joe Grosso on the drums, and Max Kaminsky from Pied Piper on the cornet. I guess that covers that. Now, we have a guy here named Willie the Lion Smith. I first met this fellow a number of years ago up in Harlem. I had nothing to do but spend some time with him, and I certainly haven't regretted it since. Willie Smith is going to play a song called What Is There to Say? It's written by Vernon Duke. And I think that a fellow named Arthur Shutt, also a piano player of some note, inspired Willie Smith to kind of carry on with his song. And here he goes. Bill, do you want to take it? Thank you again. Thank you, Willie. Willie, you're not going to get out of our clutches now. You got to do something besides that. What do you say about that? The St. Louis Blues by that wonderful man named W.C. Handy. Thank you. thankful for that. Woolley, thank you also. We got a fellow here named Lips Page. He works at the Onyx Club over on 52nd Street. They still have that street paved. You want to play Chinatown. Lips, you want to take that off with Joe Grasso on those drums?
My Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts are light in Chinatown, drift on to and fro. Well, my Chinatown, almond eyes are brown. Well, hearts are light and cares are right in dear old Chinatown.
Thank you for that. Well, Lips, you didn't do anybody any harm that time. This next number is going to be a number called Sherry. We're going to dedicate this to a fellow named Sidney Cobbs Jacobs, Princeton 29. We might turn Hackett loose on this. Bob, you want a couple of beats on this? Here we go for Sherry. Ready? Boom. Boom. Thank you. happened to be bond day. By the way, I want to thank you fellas for that number. Bobby, likewise. This is bond day on the Blue Network. I don't know what you people are going to do, but it looks like I'm going to buy one. Even if they don't have them in dime denominations. Now, let's see. The next number is Jasmine Blues. Maxie from the Pied Piper. Well, Maxie, you want a couple of beats on that? Here we go. Ready? Boom. Boom.
Thank you.
Hope I don't bore you by thanking you, but I'm certainly appreciative. Say, about Fred Robbins, he's sick. That's our usual announcer. And he'll be back next week with some new germs, I suppose. We got a fellow named Bobby Hackett here again. He's going to do a song called Keeping Out of Mischief Now, written by a fellow named Fats Waller. By the way, I have a brother just came in town this morning, and he has a sister and a daughter in Chicago listening to this program. The daughter's name is Barbara. Don't faint, Barbara. Hello to you, Dot. Now, let's see. Lips is going to sing one of these vocals on here. You want to start this off now, Bob? Ready? Boom. Boom.
Out of mischief now. Really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you, dear, it's the world's desire. All the world can plainly see. You are really meant for me. I have told them in advance if they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now.
Again, the police have arrived. We're going to go into some of those punch-around blues, I guess. Gene, you ready to take it? Go ahead, take a couple of courses. Thank you.
commando, Mr. Russell, on the clarinet. This is Robert Hackett. Yeah, Bob. Here's Max Kaminsky.
Bobby Man Mountain, Russell, and all the boys, but only for a week. Next Saturday at the same time, Eddie Condon will be back with his banjo on his knee. Pardon me, Eddie, I mean guitar. And those pictures of Eddie Condon are going out to you as fast as we can mail them. If you haven't got yours, just drop a line to Eddie Condon, the Blue Network, Radio City, New York, 20...
Folks, here's an idea given to you absolutely free of charge, and you'd better act on it. The lives of American men may depend on your acting on it. You know I'm talking about war bonds. You've heard the story 100 times before, but it bears repeating 1,000 times if those repetitions will sell one extra war bond. The Treasury, our United States Treasury, asks us for $16 billion in war bonds. But will one mother, father, wife, or child take $16 or $100 billion in return for the life of one soldier, sailor, or marine? You wouldn't, and no one would. And yet an extra bond, one single extra bond, may mean the difference between life and death for an American fighting man. Because it may mean the difference between having and not having that extra bullet or shell that will get the enemy before the enemy gets him. Remember that the next time you pass a sign that says, buy war bonds. You'll know what to do. This is the Blue Network.